ready to go.
Oh, yeah, he's ready to go. Starting quarterback. He is the starting quarterback. I know you guys have been waiting on me to say that. Here it is.
He was so crushed when that injury happened in week 2. Can you see how excited he is to get that second chance?
Oh, absolutely. He just likes to play. You know, anytime you're a veteran player and playing as long as he has, you know, you're excited about having an opportunity to go back out there with your teammates. And the last time he played, you know, obviously it was, you know, we had a great chance to win the game, and then obviously he got hurt. But he showed tremendous poise and toughness and played through the game. So hopefully we'll go out and protect him, you know, and give him a chance to lead this team. I'm sorry?
What happened to Jamar?
What happened to Jamar?
To tweak the groin?
Oh, yeah, no, I think Jamar will be fine. Yeah, I think he'll be fine.
Josh did mention that he is getting your message about, you know, saying uncle, you know.
That's a good thing, Mary Kay. I hope so. Yep.
Are you driving that point home with him, you know, even more so now that he's a starter? I mean, do you really have to sit down with him and say, we need you?
Absolutely. With all of our guys. You know, I think it's I think it all makes more sense to them now. You know, they've had to go through it to understand it. And, you know, hopefully we'll be more team protecting, you know, than anything, because we do. We need them all out there, you know, and they do no good standing next to me. So it's good to get him back and get him back out there playing. So we're looking forward to watching him play.
Do you have a sense whether Joe Hayden will be able to go?
I feel good about it. I feel better about it this week than I did last week. So, you know, I think we'll have him out there.
What about going up against this run defense? And then, you know, what challenges does that present?
Oh, tremendous challenge. I'll stay up late tonight and late tomorrow night, and it's tough. They're good, you know. So we got to find a way to move the ball, you know. And as you guys know, we try any and everything. Whatever it takes to move the ball is what we'll do. You know, so our guys are prepared and flexible to do whatever we think it will take. So I'm looking forward to watching our guys play.
Hugh, with Josh the quarterback compared to the rookies you've had out there the last few weeks, do you think that changes how defense approaches you guys?
Well, I mean, there's a book on Josh. You know, Josh's been playing for a long time, so I'm sure they'll play to what they think his strengths are and his weaknesses are. That's what they'll look for. You know, I think everybody's a little different. You know, Cody's a little different than Josh. Robert's a little different than those two. And that's how it is in the National Football League. So they'll do whatever they feel they need to do to stop him. You know, coordinators are not interested in stopping the offense. They're stopping the quarterback. So that's what this is all about.
You could loosen up, you know, loosen up for the run game because they don't.
I hope so. I hope so. But I just knowing this team a little bit and having watched them so much on tape, they're going to put everybody in there. I don't think they worry about that too much. They're pretty good outside at corner. They feel good about their skill guys out there, and so they come attack you. And that's good defensive football.
Is Cody still in the concussion protocol?
Yes, he is.
Were you hoping in any way that you'd have him available, or did you kind of know that this?
Well, I mean, I was hoping. I mean, I think you're always hoping to have all your guys back. But, I mean, I knew there could be a chance that he might not make it, so you know, that was confirmed, and I get it.
Thank